We're going to elevate Kyle Caskey to be the running back coach. And Kyle, I met Kyle back in 2008 and had an opportunity to add him to the staff here 4 years ago. And just, you know, my first observance of him is how hard he worked, how diligent he was. And when we got an opportunity to bring him forward and interview him for a job here and brought him here as one of the offensive assistants. So he's worked very closely with the two coordinators, Bob Brickowski and Jay Gruden, and then with Paul Alexander with the offensive line. He's been here and sat in the room with one of the greatest running back coaches in the history of the league, and Jim Anderson, and this last year with Hugh Jackson. So he understands, and he'll have a chance to be mentored hands-on by you as we go forward. And I just think it gives an opportunity. You know, when you come into coaching, we have some young guys who come here different ways, and they work very hard at what they do, very diligent at it, and kind of a way to reward them and continue our growth from within and provide an opportunity that way. And it gets Kyle his first chance to be a position coach in the NFL, but with a group of, with everybody else around him still being intact. And, you know, so to be helpful that way.
Kyle's here. He'll be available to you here as soon as we wind up.
Marvin, how important is that to you and rewarding, I guess, that these two things come open? It all stays within. Is that huge when you have a group like these last 3 years have been that have all sort of come up together to keep it in-house like this?
I think it makes a big difference. You know, I think it's good for our players. As long as we feel the person is qualified, I mean, that's the first thing. The number one thing is our obligation is to have the Cincinnati Bengals be world champions. That's the first thing. And then from there is how do we do that, and do we put the right people in place? And if we can, we've been able to in this case, we had people in place that way, and I feel good about that. And, you know, it's sometimes we're going to have to go outside. And but in this case, I feel really good about the ability to do that. And, you know, I remember when Hugh Jackson began coaching. He doesn't know this, but he kind of knocked me out of the way one day, University of Pacific out there. It's junior college, Stockton Junior College. But, and, you know, I had a chance to observe Hugh then when he first got into coaching, when he was a coach at USC. And then I had the opportunity to work with him in 2002 in Washington. And when they got let go after the 03 season and start 04, one hour I'm trying to get him a job interview somewhere else, and next hour I'm trying to get him off that plane to bring him here because I knew his value and what a great coach he was. So I've been very, you know, happy to do this. And just like I said with Kyle, you know, we have a chance to observe these guys when they don't know they're being observed. And you know, and how they carry themselves, how they conduct their business, and so forth.
Coach, what do you want? Where this offense is after 3 years with the people you have, what do you want you to do?
I feel really good where we are. I think Jay has done outstanding to take the situation that he came into. All right, we're going to hire you as – we're going to – 3 years ago we sat here. We're going to hire you as offensive coordinator, but your quarterback's not going to be here. Your best receiver's not going to be here. Your other receiver's not going to be here. And we're going to have to re-sign your running back. And with all that, we're not going to let you talk to these guys until June, okay, or July, I guess it was. So, you know, what – the coach Jay and the offensive coaches did in that situation is tremendous, and but that's the point where we are. We're not quite where we want to be yet, and so we've got still room to grow, and we've got to involve. As you said, we want to feel good about involving these guys. We've got great tight ends. We've got great runners. We've got great receivers. We've got an offensive line that we know will play very, very physical and productive, and we want to put it all together all the time and be consistent with it. And that's what his job is. I mean, he's got a high standard to uphold and move forward on because no one sits here today satisfied. And so, as we said, we got to be on a mission. And that mission is to go back and fight and battle and get back where we were and move forward.
I mean, he's got the person. I guess what I'm asking, I guess his personality certainly fits what
it fits. You know, I mean, yeah, Hugh's going to bring that energy. He brought it to us as the running back coach. He brought it to us on defense. He brought it to us as the running back coach this year, and he's going to bring that energy to the offensive football team now. Now it's his charge, and you know, he has an opportunity to do that, and that's what's it's exciting for him. It would be exciting for me to have an opportunity to do that, and you know. Back in the day, if I'd had a chance to move into the position in Pittsburgh before leaving, you know, that's what you're excited for, because you know the guys, you know what we're good at, you know what we need to get better at, and you're excited at that.
Obviously, one of the big issues, one of the big bugaboos was turnovers, was giveaways, and your system or your mindset would make...
No, our system's not going to change.
No, but I mean the mindset would be more conducive. When you're pounding the rock, less chance to turn it over.
Well, it's easy to sit here, Dave, and say we're going to pound the rock,
yeah.
Okay? But they're going to line eight guys up in there. We're going to have to throw it very productively, right. Which means we got to protect the quarterback, and we got to do the things.
Yeah. I mean, they're declaring things. I mean, what I'm saying is it sounds like...
Well, they don't declare them. They drop them in late, okay?
The concept sounds to be to
simplify. Yeah. Well, we're talking football on paper now,
right.
But we're going to have to go 11-on-11. We're going to have to grind and get it done, mm-hmm. And eventually that's going to happen. And we've got to be great at everything we do, all phases of it. And like I said 3 years ago when we made the changeover, I want to package the run and the pass together and be the most productive team in the NFL at doing it. And we've made great strides. We're not there yet. We want to keep moving forward. And when we have to rear back and throw it, we got to protect our quarterback, rear back and throw it. And we've got a quarterback that we all feel very confident that can play at the tip-top of his game and lead us where we want to go. And no one in this building has ever wavered about that. And I know it's hard right now because we didn't leave here the best we could be. And but you know what? We have to take the criticism, and we have to look at it. We got to correct it, and we got to go forward. And that's all we can do. And unfortunately, we don't get a chance to do it for a while. Yeah, same language, same playbook, same language, same thing. You know, Hugh has kind of, I'll let Hugh answer, but he can chime in here. But, you know, Hugh went into a situation in Oakland where they wanted to keep things constant. And so he was able to, you know, move within that. And that's the same thing here. I don't want our players, he knows our system. He knows our nomenclature, that verbiage. That's what I'm talking about. And we're not going to change out of that verbiage, because I think it provided what I was looking for when we made this switch over to West Coast theory of offensive football, to help our young players get on the field and play productively early. And that's been proven. We've been able to do that. And so I don't want to go backwards with that. I want to continue that, just like if we would if you know, you know, I love Mike Zimmer to death, but if we've got to make a change, we'll do the same thing defensively. You know what I'm saying? Because it's easier for us coming in, one of us, two of us, to come in and learn something new than to have 35, 40 guys have to learn it new. And it's not broke, so let's continue to tinker with it and get it better. Let's mend it and get it better.
So that's, I mean, when you say West Coast, it's like, say, you buy a car, you can buy a Ford Chevy. There's a bunch of different models to the car, a bunch of different models to the West Coast. You're just kind of tweaking the model a little bit, you know, than West Coast.
Well, he's going to put his stamp. He's going to be the play caller, so it's going to be different that way. It's going to be, you know, he's going to put the offense together through his eyes and the rest of the coaches. And I think that's, you know, that's what you, as the coordinator, you know, it's your job, soup to nuts, to take care of everything from how the left guard steps to how the Z receiver releases. It's your responsibility on every single play to know that and get it the way you want it to do, want it done. And that's what I've asked from our coordinators to do here. And, you know, that's a lot of responsibility. Then it doesn't indicate anything, Jeff. I said one, maybe whether it be one or two people or whatever, they may have to come in and learn, but we'll go from there.
You got the system yourself.
No, I would say that you know, from the verbiage we use defensively has more been it's evolved more to what Mike's comfortable with from where we were with me. The principles was very similar.
Well,
You know, to go backwards, I didn't know John had a brother. And that's what I said. I didn't know you had a brother. John and I were talking, and we spent a lot of time talking that year about different things. And John and I coached together at the University of Pittsburgh and have really, you know, been great friends since. And we were talking through the season, after the season, and he said, you ought to talk to my brother. And that's what I say. I didn't know you had a brother. And so we were able to finally, for Jay and I, to sit down and spend a couple hours talking. And, you know, and then we went from there. And then we spent, you know, but right away what I felt is real comfortable. I felt good at what his vision was and how he was going to be in front of the players, that whether you're putting in a dive play to the fullback, that's going to be the best darn dive play ever installed in an NFL meeting room when you go in there. And that's what you have to be as the coordinator and the play caller, the installer. It's got to be, everybody in that room's got to know that if they put 11 guys line of scrimmage, we're going to make whatever we got to make to do that. And he left me with that impression. And that's what I was looking for. And, you know, and from there, you know, he, as you said, he has done a tremendous job because, you know, he took a job not knowing that, you know, you're going to be sitting there in the room by yourself. And you're going to, you know, and we were actually out there practicing coaching coaches, you know, because we had no players to coach. So, you know, he did a great job.